on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 9.
Mataji, is Prabhuji there on the call? I don't see him on the call.
He's not there?
No, Mataji.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem, Mataji. Actually, Prabhu will be late, so he told me to take over.
Okay. Okay, then I'll start recording, Mataji, because that is...
I started, Mataji, already.
Oh, started? Okay.
Should we just chant?
No. Thank you so much, Kamadiki Mataji.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Thank you everyone for joining us. Unfortunately, Prabhuji will be a little late in joining. So he told me that I can start the class by reading few verses, and Prabhuji has a couple of verses today to cover. So let's go ahead and read the verses and the translations, and then Prabhu will come and summarize.
So we'll thank start. You, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kamadiki Mataji. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 9, chapter entitled is The Deliverance of Gopinath Patnaik. And yesterday we covered till verse number 10. So from today we'll do text number 11 to verse number 65. So we have a couple of verses. It's a whole storyline about Gopinath Patnaik, what happened and how he was punished. So Prabhu just said that we'll just go through the whole storyline and then Prabhu will come. And he'll summarize. Text 11. Bahire phukare loka darshan na paya Krishna kaha balena prabhu bahira shiya. Being unable to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the populace outside his room would make a tumultuous sound. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside and tell them, chant Hare Krishna. प्रभुर दर्शने सब लोक प्रेमे भासे ए मातया प्रभुर रात्रि दिवासे. All kinds of people would come to see the Lord, and upon seeing him they would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. In this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and night. एकदिना लोका आशी प्रभु रानी विदेला गोपीनाथ रे बड़ा जन चांगा चढ़ीला. One day people suddenly came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him, Gopinath Patnaik, the son of Bhavananda Rai, has been condemned to death by the Badajana, the eldest son of the king, and has been raised on the changa. Text 14. ताले खड़का पाती तारे ऊपर दरी बे प्रभु रक्षा करे नया बे तारे निस्तारी बे. The Bada Jana has placed swords beneath the platform, they said, and will throw Gopinath upon them. O Lord, only if you protect him will he be saved. स्वाम से तुम्हारा सेवक भाव नंद राय तांद्रा पुत्र तुम्हारा सेवक रखीता युयाय. भावनंद राय एंड हिज एंटायर फैमिली आर योर सर्वेंट्स, देयरफॉर इट इज क्वाइट बिफिटिंग फॉर यू टू सेव द सन ऑफ भावनंद राय. प्रभु कहे राजा के ने कराया तदाना तबे से लोका कहे सबा विवराणा. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, why is the king chastising him? Thereupon, the people described the entire incident. Gopinath Patnaik Ramananda Bhai Sarva Kaha Kalahaya Teha Rajivishai. They said, Gopinath Patnaik, the brother of Ramananda Rai, has always been a treasure for the government. माला जाथ्या दंदा पाते तारा अधिकारा साधी पादी आनी द्रव्या दिला राजा द्वारा. He served in the place known as Malajatha Dandapata, soliciting and collecting money there and depositing it in the government treasury. Dui laksha kahna tara tahni baki haila, dui laksha kahna kori raja tamagila. Once when he deposited the collection, however, a balance of 200,000 kahanas of conch shells was due from him. Therefore, the king demanded this sum. Teha kahe sthula dravya yahi na kaki diba krame krame vechi kini dravaya bhariba. Gopinath Patnaik replied, there is no money I can immediately give you in cash. Please tell me time. Gradually I shall purchase and sell my gross goods and in this way fill your treasury. Ghoda dasa bare haya laya mulya kari eta bali ghoda ane raja dware dhari. There are 10 to 12 good horses. Take them immediately for a proper price. After saying this, he brought all the horses to the door of the king. Eka raja putra ghoda mula bhale jane thanra pathila raja patra mitra asane. One of the princes knew how to estimate the prices of horses very well. Thus the king sent for him to come with his ministers and friends. Sei raja putra mulya kare ghatana gopinathe rakroda kaila mule ashuniya. The prince, however, purposely gave a reduced estimate for the value of the horses. When Gopinath Patnaik heard the price quoted, he was very angry. Sei raja putre ra swabhava griva phiraya urdhva mukhe bhara bhara uti utachaya. That prince had a personal idiosyncrasy of turning his head and facing the sky, looking here and there again and again. Thare ninda kari kahe savarga vachane sagarva vachane raja kripa kare tate bhaya nahi mane. Gopinath Patnaik criticized the prince. He was unafraid of the prince because the king was very kind toward him. Amara ghoda girva na phiraya urdve nahi chaya tate godhara mulya khati krite na yuyaya. Gopinath Patnaik said, my horses never turn their necks or look upward. Therefore, the price for them should not be reduced.
Suni raja putra mane krodha upajila raja rathani yai bahu lagni karila.
Hearing this criticism, the prince became very angry. Going before the king, he made some false allegations against Gopinath Patnaik.
Kori nahi debi ai vede achad mahkari agya dehi yadi changa jadana le kaudi.
This Gopinath Patnaik, he said, is unwilling to pay the money due. Instead, he is squandering it under some pretext. If you issue an order, I can put him on the changa and thus realize the money.
Raja bale yehi bhala sehi kara yaya sehi upai kaudi pai kara sa upaya.
The king replied, you can adopt whatever means you think best. Any device by which you can somehow or other realize the money is all right.
Raja putra ashitare changa cha dila khadaga upare pheli tatara khadiga patila.
Thus the prince went back, raised Gopinath Patnaik unto the platform of the changa and spread swords below upon which to throw him.
Suni prabhu kahe kichu kari pranay rosha raja kaudi diti nare raja rakhi badosha.
After hearing this explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied with affectionate anger, Gopinath Patnaik does not want to pay the king the money that is due. The Lord said, then how is the king at fault in punishing him?
Raja vela sadi khaya nahi raja bhaya dari na tere diya kare na navyaya.
Gopinath Patnaik is in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls.
यही चतुर सही खुकुरा कुरु का राजा विषया राजा द्रव्य शोड़ी पाया तारा कारु कव्याया। इफ वन इज इंटेलिजेंट लेट हिम परफॉर्म सर्विस टू द गवर्नमेंट एंड आफ्टर पेइंग द गवर्नमेंट ही कैन स्पेंड व्हाटएवर मनी इज लेफ्ट। हेना काले आरा लोका आइला धाना वाणी नाथ दादी स्वम से लाना गेला बांधिया। एट दैट टाइम अनदर पर्सन केम देयर इन ग्रेट हेस्ट bringing the news that Vaninath Rai has his entire family had been arrested. Prabhu kahe raja apne lekhe radrave sali lai ba ami virakta sanyasi tahe ki kariba. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the king must personally realize the money that is due. I am but a sanyasi, a member of the renounced order. What can I do? तभे स्वरूपादियत प्रभुर भक्त गण प्रभुर चरण सेवे कैला निवेदन। Then all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted the following plea. Ramananda Raira Goshti Sabha Tomara Dasa Tomara Utita Uchita Nahi Aichana Udasa. All the members of Ramananda Rai's family are your eternal servants. Now they are in danger. It is not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way. Suni Mahaprabhu kahe sakrodha vachane mora agya dehe sabe yagya rajasthane. After hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. You want to order me to go to the king? He said. तुम्हारा सबरा ए माता राजा थानी हाया कौड़ी मागी लानी ला मुनी अंचला पथिया। योर ओपिनियन इज दैट आई शुड गो टू द किंग्स प्लेस एंड स्प्रेड माय क्लॉथ टू बेग मनी फ्रॉम हिम। पंचगंधरा गंडरा पत्र हाया सन्यासी ब्राह्मणा मागी लाके वेना दीवे दुई लक्ष खाना। Of course, a sannyasi or brahmana may beg for up to 5 gandas, but why should he be granted the inappropriate sum of 200,000 khanas of pan shells? Hena kale ara loka aila dhana khade garo pare Gopinath chitariya. Then another person came with the news that Gopinath had already been set up to be thrown upon the points of the swords. Suni Prabhu Ragana Prabhu Rakare Anuyaya Prabhu Kahe Ami Bhikshuk Ami Haite Kuchunaya. Hearing this news, all the devotees again appealed to the Lord, but the Lord replied, I am a beggar. It is impossible for me to do anything about this. Tate Raksha Karite Yadi Haya Sabra Mane Sabha Meli Jana Jagannathe Racharane. Therefore, if you want to save him, you should all pray together at the lotus feet of Jagannath. Ishwara Jagannatha Yandra Hate Sarva Artha Kartum Akartum Nanyatha Karite Samartha. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He possesses all potencies. Therefore, he is able to act freely and can do and undo whatever he likes. इहा यदि महाप्रभु एके तकहीला हरि चंदना पात्र यही राज रकहीला। When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied in this way, an officer named Harichandan Patra went to the king and spoke with him. Gopinath Patnayak Sevaka to mara sevakara prana danda nahi vyavahara. After all, he said, Gopinath Patnayak is your favorite, faithful servant. To condemn a servant to death is not good behavior. Visheshata hara thani kodi baki haya prana nile ki balaba nija dhanashaya. His only fault is that he owes some money to the government. If he is killed, however, what profit will be there? The government will be the loser, for it will not get the money. Yathartha mule ghoda laba ये बाबा की लाया क्रमे क्रमे दीबे व्यर्था प्राणा के नलाया. It would be better to take the horses for a proper price and let him gradually repay the balance. Why are you killing him unnecessarily? राजा कहे ए बात आमी नहीं जाने प्राणा के ने लाय बा तारा द्रव्य चाही आमी. The king answered in surprise, I do not know about all this. Why should his life be taken? I only want the money from him. तुमी याई कारा ताहा सर्व समाधान द्रवे यचे आसी आरा रहे राह प्राण. Go there and adjust everything. I want only the payment, not his life. तबे हरी चंदना आसी जानर कहिला चंगे हैते गोपी नाथ सिंगरा नामैला. हरी चंदन देन रिटर्न्ड एंड इन्फॉर्म्ड द प्रिंस ऑफ द किंग्स डिजायर एंड इमीडिएटली गोपीनाथ पटनायक वाज टेकन आउट फ्रॉम द चंगा. द्रव्य देह राजा मागे उपाय पूछीला यथार्थ मूल्य घोड़ा लाहा तेना ता कहीला. Then he was told that the king demanded the money due him and asked what means he would adopt to pay it. Kindly take my horses, he replied, for a proper price. क्रमे क्रमे दीमु आरा यता किछु पारी अविचारे प्राणा लाहा की बाली ते पारी. I shall gradually pay the balance as I can without consideration. However, you were going to take my life. What can I say? यथार्थ मूल्य करी तबे सभा घोड़ा लईला आरा द्रवे रामो दाती करी घर पथीला. Then the government took all the horses for a proper price. A time was set for payment of the balance and Gopinath Patnaik was released. एता प्रभु से मानुषर प्रश्न कैला वाणी नाथ की करे या बिबंदी न लाईना. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम द मैसेंजर, व्हाट वाज वाणीनाथ डूइंग व्हेन ही वाज अरेस्टेड एंड ब्रॉट देयर. से कहे वाणीनाथ निर्भयालय कृष्ण नाम हरे कृष्ण कहे अविश्राम. द मैसेंजर रिप्लाइड ही वॉज फियरली इनसेंसेसली चैंटिंग द महामंत्र हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. संख्या लागी दुई हते अंगुली ते लेखा सहर्षादी पूर्ण हैला अंगे खते रेखा. ही counted the chants on the fingers of both hands, and when he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body. Shuni prabhur khaila paramananda ke bhujite pare gaure ra kripa chanda bandha. Hearing this news, the Lord was very pleased. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord upon his devotees? हेना काले काशी मिश्रा आइला प्रभु स्थाने प्रभु तांद्रे कहे किछु सद्वो एक वचाने. At that time, Kashi Mishra came to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Lord talked with him with some agitation. Iha rahite nari nari yamu ala natha nana upadrava iha sapai so yatha. I cannot stay here any longer, the Lord said. I shall go to Alalanath. There are too many disturbances here. I cannot get any rest. Bhavananda Raira Goshti Kare Raja Vishaya Nana Prakare Kare Tare Raja Dravavaya. All the family members of Bhavananda Rai are engaged in government service, but they spend the government's revenue in various ways. राजा रखी दोषा राजा निज द्रव्य चाया दीते नारे द्रव दंदा अमर जनाया. What is the fault on the part of the king? He wants the government's money. However, when they are punished for failing to pay the government is due, they come to see me to release them. राजा गोपीनाथ यदि चंगा चा देला चारी बारे लोके आशी मोरा जनरीला. When the king put Gopinath Patnaik on the changa, messengers came 4 times to inform me about the incident. Bhikshuka sanyasi ami nirjana vasi amaya dukha dayane ja dukha kai aashi. As a beggar sanyasi, a mendicant, I wish to live alone in a solitary place, but these people come to tell me about their unhappiness and disturb me. Last verse for today.
Text 65. Aji tare jagannatha karila rakshana khali ke rakhibe yadi nadibe rajadhana. Jagannath has saved him once from death today, but if tomorrow he goes he again does not pay what he owes the treasury, who will give him protection? Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you can take over.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I guess you have not read the purport for the 65, so I'll read it for you. You're muted, Mataji. So, the text 65 purport by Zivan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shla Prabhupada, Shla Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly protect a devotee who does something sinful accidentally. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.30.31, Apichetu Suduracharo Bhajate Maam Ananyabhag Sadhu Eva Samantavya Samyak Vyavasito Hisa Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Chantim Digajati Kaunteya Pratijani Hiname Bhakta Pranashati. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. However, if a devotee or a so-called devotee purposefully commits sinful activities, continually in the hope that Krishna will give him protection, Krishna will not protect him. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kali ke raki be yadi na di be raja dhana. Jagannatha saved Gopinath Patnaik from being killed by the king today. But if he commits the same offense again, who will give him protection? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus warns all such foolish devotees that Jagannath will protect them if they continue to commit offenses. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you so much for engaging me in the service. I'm so sorry that I had to log in slightly late. Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for reading those verses on, you know, that I'm supposed to have done. This is a very interesting storyline where we have some lessons for us to learn. As Srila Prabhupada always say, when you progress in Krishna consciousness, especially when you want to become serious, we need to note that all those days where our mistakes were forgiven, we have been given some free rides from freebies, from, you know, some chances, they will all slowly, slowly be tightened up because Krishna would now expect us to perform in a much more serious manner. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving a class in Mayapur Dham. So he did mention that as you go closer to Krishna, the examination, the pariksha that the Lord takes upon us gets intense and more serious to ensure that he doesn't take any wrong candidates in. So this story of Gopinatha Patnaik, probably we have read the significant chunk in the story. There are still more little bit left. But this story is a very instructive one. The most interesting part of the story is, this is pretty relevant even in today's context. So in today's context, we have this tendency of what Gopinath Patnaik has, you know, kind of got into. And we are going to discuss, or we are going to share some reflections wherein we will learn some lessons from this episode. In Krishna consciousness, our whole life, we are supposed to be seeing every situation around and learn some lessons. If you are not, then probably we are just trying to be scholarly, which is good for nobody. We are supposed to be going beyond the scholarliness and eventually get into the stage of self-realization by our attitude being completely changed. Right now, our attitude towards life, towards even Krishna consciousness for that, is we are a bit overconfident and we are a bit having some symptoms of familiarity, because of which we are not able to make a substantial progress. So again and again, we keep slipping away. So using this story, we are going to establish few points which you all may be aware or may have also understood. But just from the perspective of this context, it is something very important. We are going to have four sets of reflections as a part of this particular context. And as the first one, we will have to kind of get the basic understanding on the difference between sins versus offense. Because we have a tendency to kind of mix things up, you know, in a manner where certain offenses we think are all sinful. So better we get the understanding correct so that we know what we have in store for us. The primary definition or the primary difference between sin versus offense is that, I mean, there will be many more, but what I have understood, I am sharing. Probably others may be able to have their perspectives too. When a person tries to break the codes of dharma, trying to do anything against dharmic activities, righteous activities, they are all classified as sins. And anyone who breaks the codes of bhakti, they are all classified as offense. Both are to be avoided, but both have different gradations. Especially when we are in the process of bhakti, we need to know that we have some support system available who understands our difficulties and challenges, and understanding that situation, they are trying to help. But then better we know what is the help and how much that help is available, so that we will be able to be carefully conducting ourselves. A person who breaks the code of dharma commits sins. A person who breaks the code of bhakti commits an offense. Now, with respect to the sins, there are two classifications there. One classification is sins that are committed unknowingly. Second, sins that are committed knowingly. And for the sins committed unknowingly, there are some specific set of treatments and responses from the Shastras. And the sins committed knowingly, they are further divided into two. Knowingly committing the sins again and again and again. Knowingly committing the sin, you know, just for some emergency or once or twice kind of a situation. So all of them in the sins category, with that sins category, we have a special blessings or special arrangement. The special arrangement is that when we are unknowingly committing a sin, or we have committed the sin knowingly but for some extreme or some situations where we did it knowingly, but then we are repenting for it, that and taking a sankalpa that I won't do it again, have some privilege in the sense that that can be, the effect of that can be mitigated. But a person who commits the sins knowingly and doing them again and again are treated slightly differently. All our Vaishnava Acharyas have sung several songs. And if you see, the power of Krishna consciousness, the power of chanting the holy name of the Lord, the power of Vaishnava Sangha, the power of Darshan, the power of visiting the holy Dham, the power of honoring Prasadam, the power of a moment association with the self-realized soul, they are so wonderful that even the slightest exposure can mitigate, cleanse off all the sins that we have accumulated up till this point in time. Even to an extent, Shastra says that it can mitigate those amount of sins that we could not even imagine. That's the power of these processes. When Jagai and Madai, when they were confronting Nityananda Prabhu and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to that scene and when he raised his voice and got angry and called Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to calm down, and rather than killing them, He requested them, please kill their propensities and bestow a special benediction upon them, especially Jagai. Because who stopped Madai from coming forward to beat Nityananda Prabhu again? But there was a scene that was happening there in the Yamaloka. Chitragupta was maintaining pages after pages after pages, computer after computer after computer, hard disk after hard disk after hard disk, a storeroom full of records of all the notorious activities that Jagai and Madai had done. So he was having a separate team maintaining these records of Jaga and Madai so that he was going to think of a unique, appropriate punishment for them when they come for judgment. But as soon as when they got the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those accumulated sins got completely eroded, completely exhausted. Chitragupta got so confused. Oh my God. How am I going to face Yamaraj? Maybe I lost it. Maybe it got corrupted. Maybe virus attack. Maybe somebody stole it. Maybe some trick has happened. He got so confused. He ran towards Yamaraj and narrated the, situation. And Yamaraj meditated and realized and started to jump. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Chitragupta got confused. Who is this Gauranga? Why is Yamaraj jumping up and down? Then Yamaraj narrated the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this process of Bhakti Yoga, Darshane Pavitra Koro Yehi Tumara Gun. Pavitra, matlab already you are cleansed. Just by darshan of a self-realized soul. Every Prabhupada disciple will be able to acknowledge this fact that one glance of Srila Prabhupada upon them during their Vapu association with Srila Prabhupada is so purifying that the rest of the life, that glance would do the wonder. Bhaktivikas Maharaj once mentioned in his book on my memories of Srila Prabhupada. He said that when he first met Srila Prabhupada, whilst everybody is offered obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, when he was looking at Srila Prabhupada, he was so surprised, so happy, so blissful, and so transforming experience it was for him. So my point is the aspect of sin. So this process of Krishna consciousness definitely can help us mitigate sins by either chanting holy name of the Lord or prasadam or association or dham or etc. whatever we spoke. But then there is one category of sin where a person is committing them again and again, where Madhurya Kadambini, Visvanatha Chakravarti Thakura is saying about Dushkrutota. Dushkrutota is one type of an anartha. There are four types of anartha. Sukrutota, Dushkrutota, Aparadota, and Bhaktyadota. So Dushkrutota is because an anartha caused because of repeatedly committing sins or sins accumulated from the past life. So, the understanding is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning here, as Srila Prabhupada referred the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is ready to forgive the most abominable sins of a person, how much ever abominable that it could be. If the person has engaged himself in devotional service and committed them accidentally. But Srila Prabhupada further writes that but Krishna will not, because even in Bhagavad Gita, if you have read further down 31 and further, Srila Prabhupada clarifies them. Krishna clarifies them. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, is clarifying. What if you are committing the mistake again and again and again? That eventually comes into the category of an offense. Especially when the sin is committed in the name of that I am a devotee, I will be forgiven, I know God. I can give some dakshina. I can do some prayaschitta. Committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord is an offense. An offense means off the fence. We are Bhakti Lata, which is very nicely fenced. So when you commit offense, aparada, it's against Srimati Radharani, so which is directly going to affect our Bhakti's growth. So my first reflection here is, we'll come to Gopinath Patnaik and this storyline. This is again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using this opportunity to teach us some lessons. The storyline is pretty straightforward and we can always churn more stories, but the crux of the story is about to understand the message underlying, wherein we need to know that neither we are supposed to commit sins, nor we are supposed to commit aparad, but just in case, because of our conditioning, because of our extended association in this material world, because of our, especially in grihastha ashram, trying to interact with worldly people, we may get carried away and influenced either because of past vasana or some influence of the current association. We may flip, we may commit an offense, or we may commit a sin, and they are forgiven through the process as well as the Lord is kind enough. There was a Back to God magazine article written by His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj long time back. I forgot the title of the article. In the first line of the article, Jayadvaita Maharaj wrote about that a statement that Srila Prabhupada made. He said, Srila Prabhupada made a statement, even if you happen to see Brahmananda smoking a cigarette, you will still have to offer obeisances to him. This is a very unique or a complicated statement to even comprehend. I'm paraphrasing, but I very clearly, vividly remember this magazine. So the right-hand side of the page, I read this article quite thoroughly. I don't know what was the entire context, but Prabhupada said, even if you happen to see Brahmananda Prabhu, who is Brahmananda Maharaj, was one of the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada, even if you happen to see him smoking a cigarette, better offer him obeisances. The message was that the kind of service those devotees had done to Srila Prabhupada and the kind of attachment they had to this process of Krishna consciousness and what they did for Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan mission, they get a special privilege to be forgiven for their accidental fall down, for their accidental mistakes. I'm not justifying, neither Prabhupada is justifying any act, nor I'm trying to clarify anything that, mistakes are allowed. But all I was trying to say, the power of this process of Krishna consciousness is such that accidental fall downs, accidental sins, or some sins even committed because of some influence or impulse are forgiven. So, but the aparad, if the sin is committed again and again and again, is detrimental. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concerned on two things. Number one, that why am I getting involved into this? Number two, how are we going to ensure that this is not going to be repeated again? So we will talk about them in the further reflection. So as a part of my first reflection, it is about sin versus aparad. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, one of the arguments that he is giving to Arjuna is, if you don't fight, it will be sin. It will be adharma. And you will be responsible for committing that adharma. So better don't do sinful activities. And one of the reasons Arjuna surrendered to Krishna was also, he didn't want to commit such an act by which he will put himself in trouble. even though he had an impulsive decision to quit the war field, he knew that it is not about me and my decision. It is about being right. Yes. So in our journey to Krishna consciousness, there is a definitely a significant importance that we need to be sensitive about, is to not commit sins just because we will be forgiven. That propensity, that mentality, that act will put us in trouble. So Srila Prabhupada is definitely warning. And the reason I am, you know, insisting on this is about that we as sadhakas, at least I as a sadhaka, have got this problem that every second day I have to go to Krishna asking sorry. Maybe every day. Sorry, my dear Lord, I did this mistake. Sorry, my dear Lord, I did the mistake. Sometimes it's just a mistake, but sometimes it is much more than a mistake. And for sure, there is a hope that those will be forgiven, but there is also a fear, and there is also an analysis that I have to do, is that am I riding on feeling that because I'm a practicing devotee, those will be forgiven? If I am, then I have a deeper problem. So let us all reflect, introspect, and be conscious that we have to definitely try hard not to commit sinful activities. If you stop, if you are sensitive towards your sins, then what to speak of even aparad, you will not even think about it. If somebody takes it for granted because of overconfidence and familiarity, then what to speak of sins, they will land up in committing aparad also. So that's my first reflection. The second reflection is about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this current series context, as the Supreme Lord, or as a part of the avatar, responsibility as a preacher of Krishna consciousness philosophy, and especially by being in the ashram of a sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not interested in even dealing with such a matter. If you see Mahaprabhu's, you know, Mahaprabhu was intending to question this, but he said, why you guys are pulling me into this? What is there for me to do this? This guy did something wrong and he has an authority to punish. If you have done wrong, better get punished. Now the problem statement is something else, which we'll, you know, talk later. But then Mahaprabhu was trying to teach from this context that it is imperative that how much ever it may sound that I can be partial, that I need to still remain impartial. So the point here is Mahaprabhu and the Supreme Lord, they have clarified, Krishna has explained this to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. I am neutral and impartial to all the living entities. At the same time, devotees are dear to me. So the second lesson is, Krishna is impartially partial and partially impartial. I am trying to, I'll explain this with a small example where I think I've shared this before. A teacher wants to teach a specific subject in mathematics, or in a specific a lesson in mathematics. Exams are coming closer. The teacher is making an offer to everyone. And as soon as today's session is over, over the weekend, I'm interested in conducting a special class because this topic is a bit tougher. So you can come for the special class. Out of the 60 kids in the class, 30 of them are only going to the special class. And at the end of the special class on a Saturday, the teacher is saying, even after the special class, if you still have any doubt, you can call me over or you can come over to my place. I'm ready to clarify because exams are coming. Out of the 30, only 6 of them went to the teacher's house to ask further more questions. I'm not sure if this is allowed in your country, but in India, people do that. And teachers call students home sometimes to help out of definitely kindness. So the very next day, Monday morning, when the teacher is in the classroom, when she is addressing the students, all the 60 of them, whom will she see more? Whom will she interact more? Whom will she correspond more? Where is her eye contact will be more? My understanding is obviously to those 6 of them more than anyone else. Reason? Because they came forward to assist. They came forward to participate in the additional learning. So what happens if all the remaining 54 of them say the teacher is very partial towards 6 of them? It is not a wrong statement, but it is not because of teacher's choice that she is like that. It is because of the behavior and conduct of the 54 of them. They did not receive that special attention. Offer was made available to all 60 of them. Offer was made available to the 30 of them who came to the special class. So the point is, those 6 are those who are performing devotional service. The 30 are those who are in the path of dharma. The remaining are general masses. So my point is, the point I'm trying to reflect here is 2 things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is definitely trying to set an example here as how to lead by one's example, and it is imperative for a preacher, which Srila Prabhupada also did, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is very particular about. And number 2 aspect that I want to say as a part of second reflection is when Mahaprabhu is trying to even help, he does not want to cross the boundary, and he's concerned, what if somebody is going to do this again? So here I want to say that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is definitely giving his mercy, because he didn't directly get involved, just because Jagannath, Jagannath. So when Jagannath heard the prayer, the problem got resolved in its own way. Mahaprabhu didn't even have to go and do a very big meeting or a discussions. So the reflection here is, whilst 2.1, I want to say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting a very good example. Point number 2 is, Mahaprabhu is definitely helping his devotees, along with being a concerned person that what will happen if they commit it again. So they are not giving an assurance that if he does it again and again, I will not allow this. So he is definitely partial in one sense, not in this context that way, but in general, as Siddhartha, Krishna is very kind, go out of the way, forgive us, reduces our effect of sinful propensities, sinful activities, a sinful effect on our lives. Prabhupada writes in the teachings of Queen Kunti, he says that to a devotee, Krishna is extremely, having a very unique relationship. Kunti Maharani is actually directly stating this, that Krishna, you have a special soft corner towards your devotees. And in fact, in one of the purports, Prabhupada writes that Krishna is sometimes, having a very, Prabhupada uses a very interesting word. He says confused or complicated, where normal people can't understand Krishna's activities. Confused. They will think how the Lord can behave in this manner. But for Lord, his first agenda is to give love towards his devotees. And the second agenda is also to make sure that they don't take undue advantage. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, several episodes. The episode where Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, he got a slap from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chota Haridas, who had got such an accusation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had, you know, almost kind of suicide himself. Jagadananda Pandit, who kind of encouraged Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu chastised. Mahaprabhu will not accept nonsense. So hence Mahaprabhu is making sure this is a very serious process. Better don't take undue advantage. That's my second reflection. Third reflection is about a very interesting and important point that each and every one of us need to learn from this episode, that how the community members should behave towards practicing devotees' mistake. Because this is called devotee care. Devotee care does not necessarily mean that I pick up a call and say, Prabhuji, aapne jab kiya kya, program aaya kya. Not only talk, call somebody and say, have you come for the program, did he chant? It is also about caring about health, caring about family, caring about well-being, caring about finances, caring about, you know, family situations, caring about one's life. Gukhyam akhyati prichati bhungte bhojete chaiva satvitam priti lakshanam. Rupa Goswami says, dadati pratigrihnati. The loving relationship between devotees should be so much so that we should be able to share the confidential things between each other. But here, that the devotees, they know that this, you know, person is related to Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is so special devotee to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so special, so much so, that Pratap Rudra gave him free quarters, you know, without any work he can get license, you know, pension, all the emoluments, everything he will get. He need not do any work to the government. He can just simply serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ramananda Rai is having very personal, confidential relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the community members, they went and requested, my dear Mahaprabhu, please come forward. Ramananda Rai did not come. But community members. So it is the duty of our community, Vaishnava community, to be very much empathizing, understanding such a scenario and should go forward to help devotees. It's a very good gesture. We need to learn, because all of us are struggling in this material world. All of us will have scenarios and situations where we will fizzle out. We will all have our own bad days. We will all will have our own scenarios where we won't be able to perform Krishna consciousness to the best of our ability. And we may also make some grave mistakes. Let us learn to help them by directing them, providing them, and extending them all possible support. Here they went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our case, we can think of our ways and means by making sure that a practicing devotee and his near and dear ones are taken care, because this devotee is a missionary. He is performing some activities for making the Sankirtan mission glorious. It is like, you know, government supports the family of the military men. Actually, the person who is in the army, he is the one who is fighting for the nation. But why the government is supporting the entire family? Because the family has sacrificed. The family has, you know, allowed. What if the family demanded him not to go to the army? Probably he would have not been able to contribute for the country. Similarly, we have several preachers. And when they are going out to preach, they are facing so many consequences. In this scenario, probably it's a slightly different, you know, context where the mistakes were blown out of proportion, which I will talk about it in a bit. But the point here is driving home is that it's extremely important as practicing devotees to be very kind and considerate towards other devotee members. And our goal is not to pinpoint their mistakes. The goal is to make sure that when they are in trouble, we go out of the way to help them. In our community, whenever we travel to Vrindavan, Mayapur, or in other sense, we have a very standard request to all the Yatrigans. We always say, whenever we are in Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Srila Prabhupada Samadhi, some very important, you know, place, we always request them, let us all pray for all the preachers all over the world, because they are facing the war with Maya on behalf of our acharyas. So it is imperative that we help them in some capacity. If not, we participate. We are encouraged to go and be with them. But if you can't, at least pray for them. Help them in your own. Help their family members. Go and help them. Suppose, for example, a devotee has decided to become a brahmachari and they have some old parents. Take responsibility of them, because he is a missionary. Suppose somebody has, you know, moved forward and trying to take part in some important mission of your spiritual master. Please go and help that family. This is a great service. But it's also that when you have to go and help them, even when they are in trouble by making some mistakes also. So the third reflection is that each and every one of us have to have a built-in sense of family bonding, and go one step forward to help. So here they all went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu in his stage here, he denied or he questioned or he has to ask what he has to ask. But look at their persistence, look at their, you know, clarity, look at their intent. It's not just a formality. They just want to make sure that not even a relative of Ramananda Rai will be hurt. Then what to speak of the love they would have had for Ramananda Rai. The last reflection is about the activity of the prince, wherein he kind of complained to the king in a manner to complain about Gopinath Patnaik. Gopinath Patnaik definitely committed a mistake, but because the horse trade that Gopinath Patnaik wanted to do, you know, there is some ego clash between the prince and Gopinath Patnaik. So the Gopinath Patnaik was wrongly framed to an extent that he had to be killed. The reflection here is the nature of Kali Yuga is such that we are surrounded by fifth class men. We are surrounded by people who are completely selfish. We are surrounded by people who have got only their agenda to be fulfilled. My way or highway type. So our hope and solace is that we take shelter of this Sankirtan mission. So Srila Prabhupada says, the Sankirtan mission is not just a part of life to take care of our spirituality. Let the Sankirtan mission be a way of life to an extent. Srila Prabhupada says, even if you want to maintain your family, you can distribute my books and maintain your family. Srila Prabhupada set up incense manufacturing, set up in Los Angeles. So several such support systems Srila Prabhupada wanted to create so that we can get more and more missionary and save them from such evil effects of Kali. Of course, finally, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, the situation got back in control. But then it is to be noted that Kali is constantly chasing us. Kali's agenda is to expand his empire. So he comes in the form of a devotee. He comes in the form of, you know, name, fame, prosperity, and position. He comes in the form of such notorious nonsense, you know, people who try to frame us for their own benefit. So hence, let us be very careful and try to not even give them a chance. The moment you give them a chance, they grab it and try to take it to their fullest advantage. I'll end with a small story on this, or a small, you know, allegory. A baby thinks that mother is not giving me chocolate to eat. So mother is very strict towards the child. That cannot, you cannot eat chocolate because it will hurt your teeth. But the baby is having very nice jewelry, very nice garments. When the baby is with the mother, a pedophile or a person who wants to kidnap the child is constantly looking at chances when he can take the child away from the mother. So the guy is constantly trying to allure the child. What should I do so that the child can leave the mother's hand and come towards him? He is showing the balloon. He's showing like a monkey face. He's showing some, you know, popcorns. He's showing some things. He's trying out various things. And finally, out of all the trials, he showed chocolates. When he sees a smile on the face of the child, he's showing more chocolates. At that time, the child is thinking that, hey, he's looking like my well-wisher. What my mom is not giving that I want today, now this guy is offering. So maybe I should go to him. The child leaves the mom's hand and goes to that guy. And what happens? The child loses all the safety and finally becomes victim to such a pedophile. In our own lives, Kali keep on doing that. Krishna may deny certain things. In your life, you may not get. So if we try to look for a shortcut ways, like way our great Gopinath Patnaik was trying to make quick bucks, which are all some tricks of Kali. I used to always say this to our students here, that every advertisement or anyone who is making an advertisement, they have some sense of our anarthas. So they know where are our weaknesses are. And allures, if you see every advertisement, I mean, I'm just wondering, if you come to Mumbai to all see the billboards, you know, big, big advertisement hoardings. For a toothpaste ad, they would make a bikini lady, you know, brushing teeth. What is there for toothbrush and paste to have a bikini lady there? They know that we have a weakness towards lusty things. To attract us, we keep looking at them. And get attracted, get carried away, thinking that, oh, I'm going to get some, you know, pleasure or, you know, whatever. And those are all the ways Kali tries to allure. And there are lots of agents of Kali, you know, around there in different coat, suit and corporate worlds. So be careful. Don't get carried away. Don't look for shortcut ways. Probably Krishna consciousness process may sound like a little long cut, but it is worth the cut, and Krishna gives enough assurances and Kali doesn't give no assurance. Only till the time the baby goes to that person, that's all. I'm not even sure that guy is going to give the chocolate to the baby, because as soon as he gets control of the baby, his agenda is to do something else. So similarly, Kali has a complete different agenda to make us his victim or servant. So better we try to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to sail this boat, sail this ocean, cross over this ocean of nescience and finally go back home, back to Godhead. So to conclude our session, we had four sets of reflections. Number one is about the difference between sin versus offense. And number two is about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was setting an example. At the same time, he was trying to show the partiality and impartiality. And number three is about the responsibility of a community member towards those who are in trouble. And last but not least is about the nature of Kali and how we need to be careful in dealing in such scenarios. Thank you so much. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. If there are any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu, so much for such a beautiful class. And the best part that I like in your class is that they are so simple verses, but still you come up with such a nice reflections. So that's really amazing. And I really like the last one. Of course, all are equally good. How Mahaprabhu wants to set up an example, the sin versus offense, then our duty towards community. But the last one with allegory, you explain it so nice that yes, Maya allures us and Maya can allure us at any time. But if we take shelter of Krishna, then we can be saved. Otherwise, as Krishna says, Mama Maya Duraktya, it's very hard to overcome. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you once again for coming on the call. Thank you. Your association and sharing all your wonderful realizations. Hare Krishna.
All Krishna Prabhupada. Thank you. Anybody else has any questions or comments? Okay, so thank you so much for engaging me in the service. It's always a pleasure and get to learn a lot in your Sangha. So please engage me in the service as much as you can. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Can I take 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Dandvat Pranam to all Vaishnava. Prabhuji, you explained first realization versus aparad in a journey of Krishna consciousness. There is a sadhaka sometimes made a mistake and sometimes misunderstanding between two Vaishnava, but we should be very careful that we should not do any Vaishnava prad and chant our round attentively when we take from our Gurudev Diksha. That time we take a vow to Diksha is the first step. We should not think that, oh, I take Diksha, I'm senior. No. That is the first step. From that day, we have to become more and more sincere and take more and more resolve to serve Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. Second reflection, how she Chaitanya Mahaprabhu part and parcel. So yaha, this second reflection, you give an example of that teacher, that those students are attentively attend the class. All the focus of teacher is like that six student. There is a 30 are in a process and some are not taking sincerely Krishna conscious. 30 are in a path of process. So we have to take care of that 30 Vaishnava, those who are in a path of bhakti. The third reflection, when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you give an example of Sri Jagannath. And Sri Jagannath will forgive us first one or two times, but we should not do same aparad. For that, you give an example of Brahmananda Bhattacharya and Chota Haridas. And third, I forgot, Prabhuji, please forgive me. And the third reflection, Ramananda Rai and Pratap Rudra give a offering to understanding and help to devotee. And one example you gave on, like, we cannot become a like, we don't want to become a more big seva, but like us brahmachari's parents, we have to take care of them or cook prasadam those who are not those who are ill. Small seva we can do so that small seva we can do the pleasure of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then fifth one, you give an example of family bonding activity, and we are the sometimes it is very difficult to give a Krishna consciousness to our own family, but we are the example. We have to follow strict rules and regulations that after 15 or 16 or 17 years eating Shri Shri Jagannath Prasadam, at least they change 10 to 15%. And fifth one, Sankirtan movement set up in the fifth one, you give an example of shortcut of like a Gopinath Patnaka. We should not do a shortcut. We have to do our seva so sincerely, and we have to take a responsibility of devotees, family life, financials, financially, whatever possible, we have to help them. Or we have to hear attentively. Sometimes hearing that problem also help them so much. So hear that personal problem or family problem, that is also help the devotees. Emotional, everything we have to take care of. At least 5 to 10 Vaishnava we have to take responsibility. Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. I'm sorry, but I did have a question or two that I actually forgot that I had them. Is it okay if I ask?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm available. Go ahead.
One is, you know, I just want to confirm my understanding of offense versus sin, that the main distinction I find is one of premeditation. You know, if you are premeditatedly going to commit some sin, then that becomes offense. Would you say like that?
I mean, that is one aspect of the, you know, sin to become an offense. The primary definition is, one is sin is to deal with dharma, offense is to deal with bhakti. I mean, offense is, the apara, the word that we use in our devotional context is mainly to, those all things which are directly, those four aparads, naam aparad, dham aparad, seva aparad, vaishnava aparad. So, and sometimes sins becomes an aparad if they are committed repeatedly and with intent to commit. So then it naturally becomes the classification go from sins to an aparad. The reason I did that was because several prarthana, several songs of Vaishnavacharyas, they clarify that how this process can purify our sins. But I have not come across many songs or many places where just by all our aparads can be washed away by an action. No, we need to put an extra endeavor to get rid of that propensity. So aparads cannot be washed away just like that. We need to endure, we need to be remorseful, we need to be repenting, we need to ask for forgiveness, then aparad will have to be, can be forgiven. But with respect to sin, probably we must have committed several sins. But just by darshan, just by prasadam, just by spearing the dust of the lotus of the devotees, those sins are vanished. So the reason I was trying to bring this in here is, especially we as practicing devotees, we may tend to overlook the effect of sins in our life because we need to be careful. If the sins are voluntarily committed, purposely committed, then I get into the aparad zone, then in that case, it will be much more riskier for our devotional life where we have to go through some repentance and rectification process before we are forgiven. That's what Mahaprabhu is trying to warn here. That's what Prabhupada is also referring in that purport. Does that make sense?
Kind of. One thing that was cloudy for me actually was this distinction between dharma and bhakti. Because as Vaishnavas, we feel that really, bhakti is the dharma of the soul. So that distinction wasn't so clear for me.
I'll clarify that before we go anything else. Prabhupada uses two words. Varnashrama dharma, sanatana dharma. Varnashrama dharma is our platform. It's like a ground. Sanatana dharma is like a house. We have to perform bhakti on the platform of dharma. There are, once you go beyond certain stages in bhakti where we can be oblivious to every other external situation, because there all we will be doing is only loving Krishna. But when we are starting to do bhakti, because bhakti also has got stages. When we are starting to do bhakti, the general condition is we need to have dharmic platform. We cannot be saying that, let me remain a thief, I will also chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Let me work in a butcher shop and still be a devotee. To begin with, that's okay. But at some point in time, we will have to switch back. That's why Prabhupada did, very interestingly, he first introduced Sanatana Dharma, which is actually two-step past Varnashrama Dharma. But after teaching Sanatana Dharma, Srila Prabhupada kept us a process or a milestone or a wish list that he wants to recreate Daiva Varnashrama. Why we have to recreate Daiva Varnashrama? We could have just chanted and be a hippies, have all the relationship the way you want to have, and chant Hare Krishna and do whatever you want. Let the process purify us. Process will purify us. But those were the damage control approach. Because if Prabhupada had enough time, Prabhupada would have done Daiva Varnashrama, implemented and set up a model. Prabhupada knew he had less time. So what he did, first he introduced chanting. Second, he introduced four regulative principles. By these two things, basic ground principle of dharma is established and bhakti is also established. Then Prabhupada did all the important activities with respect to bhakti process and with the intent that eventually you need to know. That is why I was recently doing a course on Varnashrama Dharma. We did a 52-day session on Varnashrama Dharma to our congregation here. So we were discussing, it is not that we are recommending people to first to focus on Varnashrama Dharma, then talk about Sanatana Dharma. No. We have to focus on Sanatana Dharma, perform four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, and know that underlying Varnashrama Dharma is to be, adhered to as much as possible, so that Daiva Varnashrama can be brought back. So the difference for us as devotees, bhakti is our ultimate dharma, but just because we are conditioned souls, we should also be aware that there are certain things that I can do, there are certain things that I cannot do, I'm not supposed to do, even though I may be doing bhakti. That is why committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name is classified as an offense. You may be doing bhakti, but just thinking that I'm doing bhakti, I need not bother about those actions, is condemned. Am I making sense, Mataji?
You posed that question, that Srila Prabhupada, he could have just, had the hippies chant the mantra without, establishing any other dharmas or rules and let the process do all the work, But the reason, what was the reason you gave for why he didn't do it that way?
Short time. He knew he has very less time. So he made sure, the reason he wrote Krishna book before Bhagavatam, the reason he wrote teachings of Lord Chaitanya before Chaitanya Charitamrita is he knew what if Krishna had a different plan for him. So he didn't want us to miss certain very interesting aspects. So there are many things Srila Prabhupada did because he had to finish main agenda and left several homework for all of us, the future generation, to fulfill. He has given a lot of agenda, a lot of activities for us to perform. One of them is to establish Daiva Varnashrama. One of them is to establish, he has several projects that he couldn't complete in his lifetime. So it is for us to do. So he made sure that the main framework is properly done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just one last thing very quickly is, for those who repeatedly perform sinful activities, I feel like there are two branches there too. I feel like there are those who do so repeatedly, premeditatively, But I feel like there are also those who do so because, although they would prefer not to do it, but because of their deep conditioning, you know, they keep falling again and again. So I don't know. What would you say about that?
It's a very valid, point. But what is expected, at least, is about being remorseful and asking for forgiveness and trying your best possible way not to do it. I agree, conditioning is very intense, but what is already at least expected of that person is that he should be asking at least a sorry every day to point out, saying that this is a mistake of mine, this is a mistake of mine, because the nature of mind is such that the moment the mind says this is not supposed to be done and you're still doing it, the enjoyment that you would otherwise have got by an act, you will not get. Suppose, for example, I'm not supposed to be eating chocolate, for example. Suppose I'm not supposed to be watching a movie, for example. And if I'm constantly telling that I'm not supposed to be watching a movie, I'm not supposed to be eating a chocolate, every time when I'm sitting in a movie, probably out of 100% enjoyment, I will only get 80%, because 20% of my heart is guilty. And if I keep on doing that, that guilt is enough for me to, you know, think, okay, for once, let me not watch the movie, go somewhere else. The whole process of spirituality is one of the aspect is to bring in a guilt within us that, yes, I'm making a mistake. And demons are those who don't have those guilt. They think what they are doing is correct and they have entitlement to do them. And that is considered a grave and abominable offense. And the stage before that is knowingly committing an offense. The stage before that is rationalizing and blaming others for your offense. So you have several conditioning before somebody reaches to the demon. A person does not become a demon just like that. The person becomes demon because he overlooks or does not ask for help. I think it is very wrong to say that I am conditioned and I am helpless, so I will keep doing it. Agreed, conditioning is agreed, but you can always ask for help. Go out of your comfort zone, go out of your shy zone, go out of your guilt zone and try to come and ask for help. When help is asked, for sure support systems are available. So that is the very valid, important point that as practitioners we should be aware. That is why we will fight as much as we can without anybody else knowing about our shortcomings. But after a point in time, if it is coming very heavily upon our own character and conduct, we should ask for, you know, support. Otherwise, we will definitely be, you know, upsetting the Lord. That's all, you know, the point here is. Mm-hmm. Makes sense?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments? Just in case.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. So if there are no more comments, we can end up. Thank you for wonderful class and wonderful answers to Gaurangi Mataji's question. Thank you so much. So we'll stop here. Let's pay our obeisances. One chakal
patarubhyas chakrapasanabhyo chapaditanam
bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnav rindiki jaya shri chaitanya charitam
samat ki jaya
ram girdhari prabhu ki
jaya.
Thank you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.